and take up House Bill 1278, which revises certain provisions relating to child custody and to provide for a shared parenting plan. If we could keep down the background noise, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I am Representative Clarence Koister from District 9. I bring before you this evening House Bill 1278. If you notice, I do not have my entourage with me tonight. And as you look at the bill, you're going to say probably same soup, different bowl. This has been before you, and if you remember, last year it came out as 1144, a rather controversial bill after much of it was amended, basically dealing with a child custody, and they did gut the parenting plan. This session, the governor also has a bill, and his bill, 1302, states that they have a committee that shall change possibly existing laws and create new laws that improve the well-being of children during after divorce proceeding. And as a result of that, I'm going to cooperate with the governor. I repeat, I'm going to cooperate with the governor on this bill. I applaud.
Could you say that one more time, Representative Koister, just in case we didn't pick it up?
I'm going to cooperate fully with the governor and the governor's staff on this bill.
Thank you very much.
And I applaud the governor for his action. He's got a very capable committee. However, I am somewhat disappointed that he does not have a legislator on that committee. The second thing that I'm somewhat disappointed in, and hopefully, and I'm sure in the future, it will be more open so we can have some input. They also got they're started with their process, and they have one session that met at the governor's mansion, and I know that they're going to have a conference call also. But I hope in the future meetings they're going to be open to the public so we have some input from that. So being that the case, I think the bill that I have before you today needs some work, and I'm willing to work with, again, cooperate with the governor and draft some good legislation, and hopefully we can come back here with a good bill and pass. So therefore, I would ask the committee that they would table House Bill 1278.
Thank you, Representative Koister. I would ask if there are any further proponents of House Bill 1278. Are there any further proponents? Seeing none, we've had several opponents sign up to testify, but since Representative Koister has indicated his wish to table the bill, I will accept opponent testimony if you feel compelled to testify. But seeing nobody who feels so compelled, we're going to move on. And I'm assuming nobody in the committee has any questions, so we're going to move to final disposition. Is there a motion?
Mr. Chairman.
Representative Dunafin.
I move to table.
Representative Dunafin moves. Representative Glensky seconds a tabling motion, which is non-debatable. Those in favor of the tabling motion on House Bill 1278 shall vote aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary shall call the roll.
Representative Brown.
Aye.
Representative Dunafin.
Aye.
Representative Ikarius. Representative Glensky?
Aye.
Representative Hansen?
Aye.
Representative Jaspers?
Aye.
Representative Junkie?
Aye.
Representative Michaels?
No.
Representative Olson?
No.
Representative Schmidt?
Aye.
Representative Napoli?
No.
Representative Peterson?
Aye. House Bill 1278 is tabled in a 9-3 vote. Representative Koister, I just want to thank you for that. You've warmed all of our hearts, particularly this evening. And let us know if we can assist you in your efforts on the other bill, on House Bill 1302. I want to just say, in all sincerity, you have brought forward a very important issue. And I think in the last 2 years, all of us on this committee and in this legislature have learned a lot about some of the difficulties. And this is just one of those issues that takes some time to work out and to do right. And I think within the next year, I hope that we'll be able to do that, and I commend you for your efforts, and thank you very much.
Thank you.